Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you have the most magical trip to the happiest place on earth. I'm your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and on this podcast, we talk planning tips, hotel and food reviews, and about our love for the Disneyland Resort. Let's jump in. I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello everybody, and welcome back to Plan the Magic. Today we are going to be talking about the different dining options available for you at the Disneyland Resort. So we are going to go into the different types, some of my favorite restaurants and food, and also how to use the app to make your dining experience a little bit easier. So the food in Disneyland has kind of taken on a life of its own. We get Disney foodie guides now for basically every sort of celebration that they throw, and going over the foodie guide, tasting and rating all the food has become a big part of like the Disney influencer game. So we are going to go into kind of how to find the good spots, the different types of dining, all of that in today's episode. Now, me personally love Disneyland food. My husband, not so much. He's a huge churro guy. He could live off the churros, and they are really good. But to him, the food is very just like park food. So I don't know what that says about my palate, but I enjoy it. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm loving the magic of the whole thing. So I actually really enjoy most of the food in the parks, regardless if it's sit down quick service, cart, buffeteria style, all of those things. I'm just here for all of it. There is quite a range of types of food, and overall the food is going to be a little bit more on the pricey side because you're in the resort. You can absolutely eat for cheaper outside of the resort if budget's your concern. And you can be more conscious of food when you're in the park as well. You can also bring in food if you want. There's lockers that you can keep food in. You can bring food in your backpacks, all that kind of stuff, as long as there's no glass containers. So you can absolutely do budget food, but we're going to kind of leave that off the table for this episode and really talk more about the types of dining, what kind of food available there is, how to do reservations, how to do mobile order, all of that kind of stuff. Okay, so let's jump in first to quick service dining. So these spots are ideal for anyone looking for a little bit more of a faster option, but still has good food. And these places don't require any reservations. So these are scattered through the park, and there's all types of like different cuisines, if you want to call it that. These typically do have mobile order. So what that means is you can go into your Disneyland app, you can find these options in the mobile order section of the app, and then you can either book for as soon as possible, or you can pick a time frame in the future that you know that's when you're going to want to eat your meal. And you can pick your food. They have pictures. There's even some allergy options if you have like a gluten intolerance, that kind of stuff. And then you can pay, and then it'll just, you know, if it's whether it's ASAP or a certain time window that you've picked, you will get a little pop-up on your phone when it's about time. It'll like track like, oh, they're preparing your order, blah, 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 blah. And then it'll tell you when to approach the mobile order window. You will be given a number, and then you just go to the appropriate mobile order window that it's given to you in the app. You give them your order number, and your food will be given to you. So that is my recommended way of doing quick service dining. There are some other options that are considered a quick service that don't have mobile order, which we'll get to in a second. There's some carts and stuff that aren't mobile order that are also very quick, but again, we'll get into that a little bit later. So when we're talking our quick service dining, we're talking places like the Galactic Grill, which is in Tomorrowland, Docking Bay 7, which is in Galaxy's Edge, Ronto Roasters, which is in Galaxy's Edge, and that I would consider quick service. It's only got like two options, but it is a quick service. Pim's Test Kitchen in DCA, is a quick service restaurant. You also have pretty much everything that is in San Francisco Square. So your Lucky Fortune Cookery and Cass's Cafe, those are all quick service options with mobile order. Flo's V8 Cafe in Carsland is also a quick service option. And there's more. Everything, you can go into the app and there's like a mobile order section that will show you everything that is mobile order. If it's mobile order, it's pretty much, it's a quick service restaurant. You can stand by these places. I don't recommend it. You can save yourself a lot of time with just a little bit of pre-planning and mobile ordering food for these places. Jolly Holiday comes to mind. The line can be really long there. Keep in mind with some of these more popular places like Jolly Holiday and the Cappuccino Cart for some reason in DCA, those two, I wonder if it's because this just occurred to me, those are two places that you can get espresso based drinks that isn't Starbucks. So I'm wondering if that might be part of why those tend to be, and it's an easy breakfast option. That's probably part of it. Those windows can be a couple hours into the future, so you might want to plan those a little further ahead. Like if you're rope dropping and you're there at 7:30, maybe order your breakfast for 9:30, 10 o'clock, depending on when you want to eat from Jolly Holiday or from the Cappuccino Cart while you're waiting for rope drop, that sort of thing. Most of the other places you can get ASAP, which is typically within the next 5 to 10 minutes, or within an hour or two. So if you're kind of open to eating at different times, then mobile ordering is pretty much always an option for the most part. Every once in a while, the windows will run out a couple hours before closing. But if you're on top of it, you can usually get the meals you want on mobile order without an issue. So my favorite part of quick service is just that, it's quick. So you add on the fact that you can mobile order from these places and you are saving tons of time from standing in line versus a table service restaurant where you're sitting and having to wait. They also are a little more affordable versus a sit down because you're not dealing with ordering drinks. If you're ordering or tipping your server, those sorts of things. And there is a good, decent variety of the quick service dining options. Some downsides, depending on which one you're picking, the seating around the immediate area might not be great. I'm going to go over them in a minute and kind of let you know which of those are better. And obviously they're not as like immersive and themed. Like eating at Blue Bayou is a whole different experience than ordering a baked potato at Troubadour Tavern. So it's, yeah, you're not getting like a full experience, but for me, like, that's not huge. As long as I have maybe one or two of those experiences in my whole trip, I'm a happy girl. Next is our table service dining. So obviously these are going to be a little bit more immersive. These are a longer meal. You're going to be typically there for a little bit longer because it's like a full on. You get there, you order drinks, you have a server, all of that. So these are your Blue Bayous, your Carthay Circle restaurant over in DCA. So obviously the pros of table service, you're getting more of a themed environment. You're getting more ambiance. You can chill out. You're sitting at a table. Someone's taking care of you. The food is a notch up typically from our quick service restaurants. However, you do need reservations. Most of 50-50. I'll go through this when I go through each restaurant individually, but the reservations for some can be impossible. Blue Bayou is a hard one. Lamplight Lounge is a hard one, but there's places like Cafe Orleans or the Carnation Cafe that typically will have reservations day of, or you can even join a walk-up list. In order to join a walk-up list on the app, you do need to be within a certain physical distance or the app won't let you do it. So keep that in mind. You can't be like at your hotel and book a walk-up. You have to be basically within the park, within a certain vicinity. So when they do call a table for you, you're not like 30 minutes away, you're able to get there quickly. Again, they're longer meals, they take up a little more time, and they do tend to be a little higher cost. The third type of dining is, of course, our character dining. This is your Goofy's Kitchen, the character breakfast at Plaza Inn. This can be huge for littles. If your family really wants to meet characters and not have to like pop around the park and be hunting them down or waiting, this is a great way to do that. It's very interactive. It's fun for everybody. However, they are on the expensive side, especially if we're talking some of the ones in Downtown Disney. They are quite busy and there's like a lot happening. And of course, reservations are absolutely needed and the availability is limited. Last but not least, we have our like snacks and treats. So these are your Dole Whips, your churros, your beignets, your snacks at the confectionery, ice cream. These are like your Instagram worthy snacks. This is the Mickey shaped stuff like pretzels. You have to have some of these for sure. There's a ton of variety. They're super quick to get. They're usually quite portable. You don't have to necessarily sit and eat a lot of these things. The con of this is that a lot of the times they don't have a mobile order option. Like you can't mobile order a churro in the Disneyland park. You can technically order churros at one of the Cozy Cones, which we'll get into in a second, in DCA. So if you're like set on a certain snack, there's no guarantee there's going to be a mobile order option. And like, it's like almost $6 for a churro. So it's not like the most cost-effective thing in the world, but they're delicious and it's part of the magic. So have some snacks. Okay, so those are the different types of dining options that we have at the park. Now we're actually going to go into, I'm going to go into each option for you so you can have an idea. And if I've eaten there, I'll give you a little bit of a review. So this is going to be a bit of a longer episode. I am also going to be doing episodes where I break down each part of the park and each land, like Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, all that. And I will be mentioning the dining options in each land as well. But this, we're just going to be going through dining options. So this is going to be in alphabetical order. You can also see this in the Disneyland app. And I'll let you know if there's mobile order available and what kind of food's there. And again, if I've eaten there, I'll give you a little bit of a review based on what I've experienced. So number one is the Adorable Snowman Frosted Treats. This is over in Disney California Adventure on the way to the Incredicoaster. It's to the left if you're walking along the pier after you pass through the Pixar Pier sign. This is basically just like your little frosted treats, as it says in the name. So this is basically Dole Whip, but not pineapple flavored. So they have like a lemon, it's non-dairy. So if you're non-dairy, that's a good option. They have like a lemon soft serve. They have some like chamoy, chili lime seasoning, mango toppings you can put on there. There's a mango option. So that's just like a little place to get like a sweet cold treat in DCA. Next is Alien Pizza Planet. This is one of the quick service restaurants in Tomorrowland. It is mobile order available. There is tons of seating inside. However, it is usually very, very, very busy, especially if it's raining, because it's one of the only covered seated places you can get to. It's not my favorite. My husband had to eat there the first time we were there because he could not eat at Alien Pizza Planet, but it's very expensive for one measly slice of pizza. I have heard that the pasta is pretty decent and a good option price-wise. I've personally haven't eaten here because I've heard such bad things about it. It's not my go-to. It's like at the bottom of the list in regards to food, especially cost-effective food. But if you're looking for like saying you've eaten at Alien Pizza Planet, you can try it once, see how you feel about it, go from there. Angry Dogs is a hot dog stand in DCA along Pixar Pier. They have a regular hot dog and a spicy hot dog that's themed after Inside Out. Ant Cast Cafe is a mobile order quick service restaurant in San Francisco Square in DCA. This is kind of an Asian American cafe, so you can get some of your bread bowls here. They rethemed this during the San Francisco Square retheme of what used to be the wharf there. This is like a food court kind of area in DCA. All of the seating in San Francisco Square for like Ant Cast Cafe and Lucky Fortune and all the places in there is all outside. There are umbrellas. This place is impossible to get a seat in. So I would either recommend trying to eat off of peak hours, even though that's still not a guarantee you're going to get a seat there because it's always packed, or be prepared to potentially take your food somewhere else in the park if that's an option for you. Award Wieners is in DCA. It's along Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard area, and it is mobile order, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It is a hot dog place. They do have some other options there as well. I'm not going to go through too many of the Downtown Disney options. I'll just mention them briefly. There's Ballast Point Brewing Company, Downtown Disney. Bayside Brews is in DCA. There is mobile order. And as it says in the name, this is where you can get a lot of different alcoholic beverages. Beignets Express is in Downtown Disney. This is a beignet option that is connected to the Jazz Kitchen. No mobile order for this one. Bengal Barbecue is a common option for a more affordable and tasty meal. These are basically different meat skewers. So there is a mobile order option for this. And they do have some vegetable options as well. I think it's an asparagus option for if there's any non-meat eaters in your group. Bing Bong Sweet Stuff is a sweets store in DCA. There is mobile order available for this. Some places that do have mobile order, not everything on the menu is available for mobile order. So just keep that in mind if that's important to you. The mobile order menu will only have the mobile order stuff. But if you look at the general menus in the app, it'll have everything. So just keep that in mind. Black Tap Craft Burgers and Shakes is a Downtown Disney restaurant. Blue Bayou is in New Orleans Square in Disneyland. This is one of the hardest places to get into. As I'm looking at it right now, it's 12:57 over in California right now on a Wednesday in October. And it currently says it's a 35-minute wait based on your party size. So you can do walk-up. But if it's like really important to you, I do recommend trying to get a reservation 60 days out, which you can do through your app. This is like Cajun Creole style food, and it is more on the expensive side. However, it is quite an experience because you are sitting at the beginning of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. So you are in the ride. You're seeing people go by on their boats. It's quite an experience. If you can get a water table, ask for that. And highly recommend doing at least once. In Downtown Disney, there is a corn dog cart that you can go to called Blue Ribbon Corn Dog. Back in DCA, we have Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta. Affordable pizza and pasta options, a little bit better than what I would say you find at Alien Pizza Planet. In Disneyland, again, we're back at New Orleans Square in Cafe Orleans. This, again, is a Cajun Creole type of restaurant. This is much easier to get into versus Blue Bayou with similar type of food. Again, it's table service. But if you're looking to get the Monte Cristo sandwich, the pommes frites are really good. This is a good option, and they will typically have a walk-up list if you're looking for it. Again, reservations are available in the app. Back in Toontown, we've got Cafe Daisy. They've got a salad. They've got some pizza flopovers, which are kind of like a calzone type of thing, some hot dog options, and they also have mini donuts back here. Mobile order is available. Candy Palace and Candy Kitchen are your confectionery option in Disneyland. There is mobile order, but you won't be able to get absolutely everything on a mobile order. So if you want to check out the go and look at the actual cases first, you can see what's there. The line here isn't typically much of an issue, so you can usually do a walk up and get what you're looking for here. Candy apples, churro toffees, those sorts of things. Cappuccino cart in DCA, mobile order is available. I do recommend looking ahead of time mobile ordering here, especially in the morning, because it's one of the best breakfast options in DCA for a quick service. It's a little cart just outside of the Ariel ride, Ariel's Undersea Adventure. They have cappuccino-based drinks. Cappuccino cart. See, that's where my brain went. You can get espresso-based drinks here. They have a bomb steak breakfast burrito that is really, really, really good. We had that last time we were there. And they'll usually have some sort of seasonal, like, pastry. They have normal pastries like croissants and stuff always available as well. Carnation Cafe is a sit-down restaurant on Main Street. It is one of the easiest sit-down restaurants to get into. You can typically do walk-up or reservations day of or a few days before. This is very typical American-style food, diner-style food almost, I would say. They do breakfast. If you want to eat here, I'd say the coolest way to do it is to try to get an outside table during parade, because then you can see some of the parade from your table. This is where you'll get Walt's chili, baked potato soup, and they do have a menu that will change and shift a little bit with the seasons as well. Carthay Circle Restaurant is the restaurant right when you walk into DCA. It's like the big spire that's based on the Carthay Circle Theater, which is where Snow White premiered. And it is one of the more expensive restaurants in the resort. It is American style, but more fine dining food. Walk-ups are a little easier to get here, same day reservations. However, you do want to be looking ahead of time for reservations here as well. There are, I'm not going to go through all the different churro carts. There are churro carts everywhere. They will all serve a traditional churro, but each cart will typically have also have some sort of special churro based on whatever the special churro is for that time of year. And the special churros aren't necessarily the same across all of the carts, so keep that in mind. The churro carts will also have like bottled drinks. Some of them have lemonade to go along with it. Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream is the ice cream shop in DCA that's along Buena Vista Street. It does have mobile order here. They also, this is different than Gibson Girl, which we'll get into in a second, in Disneyland. Clarabelle's has hand-dipped ice cream bars, so you can actually pick what kind of chocolate your ice cream bar is dipped in and what kind of toppings you get. I had one of those. Bomb. So good. Casino Cucamonga Mexican Grill is over in San Francisco Square in DCA. As the name suggests, it's Mexican food. It is one of the more affordable options, and there is mobile order available. This is one of the longest standby lines you will see for food, so definitely mobile order from here. If you're staying at the Disneyland Hotel, they do have a coffee house on the main floor. There is mobile order available there for you as well for a breakfast option. The Corn Dog Castle is in DCA, and some would say these are the best corn dogs in the park. Mobile order is available. Now we've arrived at the Cozy Cones. So Cozy Cone Motel on Route 66 in Cars Land has each cone is its own different type of food. So Cozy Cone 1 is churros. You can mobile order churros here. They're slightly more expensive because you have to get the dip that is like the dulce de leche dip. So there is like an extra 50 cents on top of every other churro in the park, but it is a mobile order option. Cozy Cone 2 is your ice cream cones, some of the best soft serve in the park. Cozy Cone 3 is your chili con queso. It is chili served in a cone, bread cone, and they'll usually have a couple of other seasonal options as well. Cozy Cone 4 is frozen concoctions, and I believe that's also the one that has like an enchilada or like some sort of, they'll have some sort of snack there as well. And then Cozy Cone 5 is the popcorn. and these all have mobile order. There is a Crazy Shake window in downtown Disney that you can get those crazy expensive, would never spend money on milkshakes if that's your jam. There's also fruit carts throughout both parks. Centro Crow is a new Mexican sit-down restaurant in downtown Disney that just opened. Din Tai Fung is also now open in downtown Disney. Super popular. Highly recommend looking at reservations for that. You cannot do reservations through the app, is my knowledge. I believe you have to do it through them directly. Docking Bay 7 is a really good quick service place in Galaxy's Edge. This is where you get the Black Calf cold brew, so the cold brew with the Cocoa Puffs on top. Definitely get that if you're an iced coffee drinker. Please, please, please. The food here is also quite good given the price. There is indoor air-conditioned seating here, and there's also a little outdoor seating area as well. We've got our Earl of Sandwich in downtown Disney. This is moving all over the place. They are supposed to be building a permanent spot for this in the next couple of years. As of this recording, there is the Earl of Sandwich open in the old La Brea Bakery, but that's going to be getting closed and knocked down soon to make way for Porto's. There is a basically little mobile kitchen set up outside of the Star Wars Trading Post that if you want Earl of Sandwich, they have an option there. They do have breakfast, so this can be a good breakfast option for you as well. Edelweiss Snacks is in Disneyland Park. It's kind of around like the Matterhorn, Small World, Esplanade area. This will have that viral garlic pretzel bread. So good. For the Halloween season, they're also having a bratwurst inside of the pretzel bread option. I have a feeling that might stick around, but we'll see. And then some drink options and that sort of stuff. Mobile order is available for this. It is just a walk up, grab your food and sit. There is seating along, and this can be a little hidden, like kind of behind Edelweiss. There is like a long strip that's shaded by the monorail that has a bunch of tables, and it's got water there. You can hear the parade if the parade's going on. Can't really see it, but you can hear it. That is a great place to sit and hang out. Fiddler Pfeiffer Impractical Cafe is the name of the Starbucks in DCA. This is at the end of Buena Vista Street. Flo's V8 Cafe is a mobile order quick service. This is your typical American fare, your cheeseburgers, your chicken fingers. They'll typically have some seasonal options as well. They also do milkshakes. Galactic Grill, pretty much the same thing as Flo's V8 Cafe, but over in Tomorrowland in DCA, mobile order is available. For both of these, they have lots of seating. Flo's is inside for the most part. Galactic Grill is all outdoors, but there is lots of shade. So this will be a popular place that people will stop and eat, mostly because there's a lot of tables. The GCH Craftsman Grill is inside Disney's Grand California Hotel and Spa. You can make reservations for this, but walk-up is typically pretty easy to do. And then there's also the GCH Craftsman Grill. In DCA, we have a Ghirardelli soda fountain and chocolate shop. So if you've ever been to a Ghirardelli anywhere, it's the same Sundays. It's their chocolate, all that. No mobile order for that, though. So you do have to do standby walk-up for that. The ice cream shop in Disneyland on Main Street is called Gypsum Girl. They do have mobile order available. The Golden Horseshoe is over in Disneyland, kind of between Frontierland and Adventureland. There is mobile order. The food's not great here. It's very substandard. Chicken fingers, fish and chips, that sort of stuff. They'll usually have some sort of like seasonal sundae that can be pretty good, but this is like bottom of the list for me if I'm looking at food. Goofy's Kitchen is in Disneyland, the Disneyland Hotel. This is breakfast, lunch, and dinner character dining, buffet style. You do need a reservation. There isn't really a walk-up option. You have to reserve ahead of time, and it's one of the most popular ones because it's the most consistent in regards to character dining. In the lobby of the Grand Californian, they have actually set up a hall cart that will have like some seasonal treats and stuff. So if you're looking for like a little pastry snack, they'll have some stuff in the lobby of the Grand Californian. One of the newest restaurants on property in the Pixar Place Hotel is the Great Maple Modern American Eatery. Now this is my understanding, it's a chain restaurant. There's not a bunch of them, but it's not like this is an original Disney restaurant. We haven't eaten there yet, but it does look good. They have all-day breakfast, so that can be a great option, especially if you're looking for something for a non-park day. Harbor Galley is along the Rivers of America. Mobile order is available here. It is a walk-up quick service. There is some seating here, not a ton, but you'll usually be able to find something, especially if you take the secret path around the back. Get the chocolate chip cookies. That's all I'm going to say here. There's also bread bowls, lobster rolls, that kind of stuff. The Hearthstone Lounge is in the Grand Californian Hotel. Hollywood Lounge is mobile order in DCA. You will be able to get drinks here. Hungry Bear is currently closed for refurb, but that is going to be turning into a barbecue joint. So we'll be getting some barbecue in the resort. There actually isn't really any barbecue currently. So we are looking forward to getting on that. Jack Jack Cookie Num Nums is a cookie stand just outside of the Incredicoaster, and it's got these massive like deep dish chocolate chip cookies, and they do have a gluten-free cookie option as well. There is a Jamba Juice in Downtown Disney if you're looking for smoothies. Jazz Kitchen is in Downtown Disney, and that's changed a little. It is more Cajun Creole, but now it's called a Coastal Grill, so they've inserted some Californian influence within there, I think. Jolly Holiday, great option. Mobile order is available, and I duly highly recommend mobile ordering. They do have a bunch of breakfast options. They have espresso-based drinks, and then they also have great options for a more cost-effective lunch and dinner. They've got an amazing grilled cheese tomato soup option. They'll have seasonal toasted sandwich options as well, and some different other like cold sandwiches and stuff that are available. Lamplight Lounge is in DCA. The restaurant is on the bay, so you can actually be like right on the water, which is lovely. The food is really good. It's a smaller menu, but it's more of like Californian fare. A lot of really cool drinks too. The Little Red Wagon is on Main Street, and that is a corn dog cart, essentially. Mobile order is available. Lucky Fortune Cookery is in San Francisco Square in DCA. Mobile order is available. This is another Asian food option. Marceline's Confectionery, which will be changing names. This is in Downtown Disney. Right now, they've closed. It's just a cart, but they are going to be reopening in the next couple of months as Disney's Wonderful World of Sweets. Mobile order will, I'm assuming, still be available when the name changes. And this is a confectionery, essentially similar to the ones in the parks, just outside of the parks. Market House is your Starbucks in Disneyland on Main Street. Again, you cannot mobile order through Starbucks or through the Disneyland app. You have to go. You just have to stand in line for Starbucks. I'm not sure if you can mobile order from the Starbucks in downtown Disney, though. That might be an option. I'll have to look into that. Maurice's Treats is just outside the Royal Theater. This is another place to get that delicious garlic cheese pretzel bread, along with a couple of other snacks and drinks. Mendocino Terrace in DCA does have mobile order. They'll have wines and some other snack options. The milk stand in Galaxy's Edge is where you will get the classic blue milk and green milk. Mobile order is available. Mint Julep Bar is attached to and on the back end of Tiana's Palace, next to the New Orleans train station. This is where you get the Mickey-shaped beignets, and as the name suggests, they also have mint juleps there. Mobile order, highly recommended for this one. Napa Rose is like the high-end place here. It's in Disney's Grand Californian Hotel. It's basically like the high-end five-star steakhouse type situation. So you do want to probably make reservations for this, and keep in mind that there is some level of a dress code for this one as well. Naples and Napolini Pizzeria are attached. Napolini is more of just like pizzas. Naples is more of a sit-down Italian pasta restaurant in downtown Disney. Oga's Cantina is basically a bar in Galaxy's Edge. They have a couple of snacks as well. Reservations used to be impossible to get, but as time passes, you can finagle a wait list if you want day of, but I do recommend also looking for reservations for that if that's important to you. The Palm Breeze Bar is one of the newer options in the Disneyland Hotel. It's got more of a Californian vibe. You can typically get in there day of quite easily. A lot of people don't know about it yet. Different burgers, salads, those sorts of things. Paradise Garden Grill, mobile order is available. This one changes with the season. So they will actually close Paradise Garden Grill down different times of the year when they're transitioning the menu over. So right now it's Mexican, because that's where Plaza de Familia is for Dia de Muerta and all that sort of stuff. But it will change depending on what's happening in the park. So I'm not going to go too much into what type of food it is. It's usually good and you can always mobile order. Paseo is in downtown Disney. It's attached to Centrico. It's the same kind of food. It's just not in the middle of downtown Disney. It's in the actual building. Plaza Inn. So I was mentioning this earlier. Plaza Inn is a buffeteria style sit down place. So if you're doing breakfast there, it is a character dining breakfast that requires reservations. And it's still a buffet-style breakfast, but everyone has an assigned. Lunch and dinner, Plaza Inn becomes open to everybody. There's no reservations. It is just a walk-up. You grab your tray. You go to whichever, if you want the fried chicken, highly recommend. Grab what you want, and then you pay at a cashier, and then you go find a table. There's tons of seating inside. There's tons of seating outside. This is one of the better places for seating. Highly recommend the fried chicken. A lot of people talk about that, but there is no reservations or mobile order for Plaza Inn. Pooh Corner is a confectionery in what will be now called Bayou Country. Mobile order is available for that. That is where you can get the infamous I'm going to call them tiger tails, but they're tigger tails. Silly me. There's popcorn carts scattered throughout the park. Same with pretzel carts. Pim's Test Kitchen and Pim Tasting Lab are attached. Pim's Test Kitchen is the food option. Mobile order is available. Pim's Tasting Lab is basically drinks. A mobile order is available for that as well. This is like a fun little, because it's Pim, so if you know anything about like the Marvel Universe, this is an Avengers campus. So a lot of things will be like mist-sized. So the pretzel will be huge, and the spaghetti and meatballs is just like one giant meatball, and like it's that the whole play on like the growing and shrinking of Ant-Man. So that's what that's all about. Haven't eaten there yet, but definitely want to try. They have the Choco Smash Choco Bar, which looks amazing. So hoping to try that next time we're there. Rancho del Zocalo is a Mexican restaurant in Disneyland right next to Big Thunder Mountain. Their seating is actually looking onto the ride, so you can look over and see people coming through their Big Thunder Mountain adventure. There is no mobile order here. It is walk-up only, but it is a very efficient walk-up restaurant. This is also one of the options for a Fantasmic dining package if you choose to do so. Red Rose Tavern, this is one of my favorites because I love chicken cordon bleu and they have a chicken cordon bleu sandwich. Mobile order here for sure. They also have tater tots as their side. Big tater tot fan. Basic burgers. They have salads, flatbread, pizzas. They do breakfast. And there's lots of seating inside and outside here as well. This is a good rainy day option if you're looking for somewhere to sit inside for a meal. Refreshment Corner is on Main Street. This is where you can get some hot dogs, bread bowls, that kind of stuff. Rita's Turbine Blenders is basically a margarita stand in San Francisco Square. You can mobile order here. Riverbell Terrace is a sit-down restaurant. This is overlooking the rivers of America. This is another fantastic option if you're doing a dining package. Not a hard one to get a reservation for, and you can typically do waitlisted same day if you're looking for that. Ronto Roasters is in Galaxy's Edge. This is where you get the Ronto Wrap or the Ronto-less Wrap, and they also have a breakfast Ronto Wrap. Also, Tatooine Sunsets. Love that drink. Always have to get at least one when we're there. Super good. Highly recommend. Mobile order is available. There's no seating really here. There's some, but there's not a lot. So we'll typically take our food over to Docking Bay 7 and eat in their little outside area there. Royal Street Veranda is a tiny little walk-up place in New Orleans Square that serves some bread bowls. They'll have like fritters and some different options there. Mobile order is available. There is a Salt and Straw in Downtown Disney. If you're going to do ice cream, I highly recommend Salt and Straw. This is actually a Portland original, and I lived in Portland for a few years, and we used to stand in line for Salt and Straw. It's got crazy options like blue cheese and pear. They've also got some more normal options, but it's always really good ice cream, so highly recommend Salt and Straw. Schmoozies, mobile order is available. This is in DCA in Hollywoodland. This is a smoothie place, milkshake place. There are two shawarma palaces in DCA. They're just carts that basically serve shawarma wraps. I believe it's a chicken option, and then they have a vegetarian option as well. Smoke Jumpers Grill is a burger joint, essentially. They do breakfast, which I've heard is quite good. That's a cross from Soarin' over California in DCA, or Soarin' around the world, depending on the time of year. Sonoma Terrace is a mobile order option for things like pretzels and different snacks in DCA. There is a Splitsville Luxury Lanes in Downtown Disney, and you can just go eat there if you don't want a bowl. Their menu is quite wide. They have like sushi and stuff, which is a little weird. I haven't gone in there yet, but if you want to go bowling and have a fun dinner, that is an option in Downtown Disney. Stage Door Cafe is attached to the Golden Horseshoe in Disneyland. It's the same food. It's the same kitchen. You can mobile order here as well. There's just no seating. It's just like a walk up, grab your food and go. As mentioned, there is a Starbucks in Downtown Disney as well. Storyteller's Cafe is one of the fancier, more expensive restaurants in Grand Californian. Reservations are highly recommended, and they do have character breakfasts as well throughout the year. Studio Catering Co. is a mobile order option in DCA. They usually have a lot of seasonal different types of, like, they'll have one or two food items and then some alcoholic beverages. Tangaroa Terrace is in the pool area of the Disneyland Hotel. Anyone can go there, though. Mobile order. This is, like, kind of like a Polynesian type of Hawaiian type food. You can also get Dole Whips in this area as well, outside of the park, including rum-based Dole Whip floats. That's an option as well. Tiana's Palace is a Cajun Creole, as one would expect Tiana's to be. You can get jambalaya and those sorts of things. There's lots of seating here. It is in New Orleans Square, and mobile ordering is available. Tiendita is basically the quick service version of Centrico and Paseo in Downtown Disney, which we've talked about before, so that is a Mexican option. The Tiki Juice Bar is the place that you can mobile order your Dole Whips in Disneyland if you don't want to wait in line for them at your other option, which is Tropical Hideaway. Tropical Hideaway will also have hot food. There is two separate lines, so make sure you're in the correct line because the Dole Whip line is usually really long, and if you want hot food, you can typically skip over that. Trader Sam's is attached to Tangaroa Terrace. It's the same kitchen, however, it's like a tiki bar, and they have a lot of alcoholic beverages, and this is one of the harder ones to get into as well in regards to reservations. You can risk a walk-up time if you're willing and if you're willing to eat off hours. Trolley Treats is our confectionery over in DCA on Buena Vista Street. Mobile order is available. Troubadour Tavern is a go-to for me. I love me a good stuffed baked potato, and they have one here. This is when you're walking on your way to Toontown. On the opposite side of Small World, there's a little tavern next to the theater. There's nothing in the theater right now, so it might be hard for you to, like, it'll be easily missed. But they had a lot of, like, Pixar Fest-based food here, and it was Lion King themed before that, because that was the show that was at the Fantasyland Theater. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it right now, but they still have my baked potato. So it's just a walk up, grab your food and go. Not a lot of seating here, but you can mobile order it, grab it, and walk somewhere else in the park. There are pretzel carts, as I've mentioned. There's also Wetzel's Pretzels in Downtown Disney, if that's your jam. Wine Country Trattoria is an Italian sit-down restaurant in DCA. You can make reservations, however, that's not super hard to get in day of if that's what you're looking for. And in regards to dining packages, you can do a World of Color dining package, a World of Color dessert party, and there's also dining packages for Fantasmic. As things stand, there's no dining packages for fireworks or for any parades. So keep that in mind if you're one of those people that really enjoys dining packages. There aren't really a lot right now. So that was a whirlwind drive-by of all of the ways you can eat at Disneyland. I know that was a lot. I highly recommend jumping into the app. Go to the map. And in the drop-down menu at the top, hit dining and then show list. And that's the list I was using as I was going through here. And then you can tap in there, find it on the map, view the menu, look at the different hours. And you can also mobile order through there if that is an option for it. Like I said, the menu and the mobile order menu will be different. So not everything that's on the full menu will be available for mobile order in most cases. So if you see something on the main menu and then you jump in to order the food through mobile order and it's not there, you can typically order it if you're willing to do standby. So just keep that in mind. So that's Disney dining. Like I said, I love it. I love me a Dole Whip. We absolutely love churros. I really enjoy the Cordon Bleu chicken sandwich at Red Rose Tavern. We always get a Ronto Wrap and Tatooine Sunset drink at least once. Big fan of the Black Calf Cold Brew at Docking Bay 7. I always have to get myself a baked potato from Troubadour Tavern. We usually always eat at either Lamplight Lounge and or Blue Bayou at least once when we go. The cappuccino cart, the steak breakfast burrito, is actually probably one of the best breakfasts I've ever had in the park. It really is just like, it's a fun adventure. You will get duds for sure. Also, before I forget, I know I've already mentioned it. You have to get, if you like garlic bread, you have to get the pretzel garlic bread from either Maurice's Treats or Edelweiss Snacks. Please, 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 please do yourself a favor and get it. But yeah, that's dining at the Disneyland Resort. If you need to make reservations 60 days out from the date of the reservation that you would like to make, you can start making reservations at 6 a.m. Pacific time. Highly recommend that for most of the sit-down seating. That's your Blue Bayous, your Lamplight Lounges. However, some of the slower ones like Carnation Cafe, Cafe Orleans, Royal Street Veranda, you can typically do walk-up if you're a smaller party and you're open to eating at different times and off-peak. So those are options. Quicks, you don't need to do a sit down. You can absolutely just live off quick service if you want to. And like I said, highly, 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 highly recommend using mobile order. Hope this helped you with your dining options for your Disneyland trip. I know this was a longer episode. Like I said, I'm going to be doing a land by land breakdown as well. And I'll be listing out the food options in each land when I do those episodes. So hopefully I will see you in those ones. Otherwise, hope you have a great trip to Disneyland and I'll see you in the next one. That's it for today's episode of Plan the Magic. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep dreaming. And until next time, I'll see you real soon.